Tonight, our 10-minute speaker is Joey A. from San Diego.
Okay. I've been watching you the whole meeting. You got to stop. You got HD or something. My name's Joe. I'm alcoholic. From New York City. Welcome, Joe, from New York. Where you at? Let me see your hand. Okay. I'll talk to you after the meeting. 10 minutes is really not a very long time. So, it was 1960. I blew 5 years of sobriety in 1960. I was 5 years old. I had my first drink. My parents were having a party. They had vodka and orange juice around, and I was sipping drinks and stuff. And next thing they know, they're looking for me, and they can't find me. I got down in the basement somehow, behind the water heater, and got stuck in there, and they had to call the fire department. And that's the way it was for the next 25 years. When I drank, stuff happened. I'm originally from New York City. I was getting in trouble. My family decided to ship me out to San Diego to get me away from those people. And I thought it was a good idea. And I came out to San Diego, and my sister picks me up at the airport. She says, I live in Vista. I'm going to take you up to Vista. I start laughing. I go, they got funny names for things out here. And I go, where's the city? She says, this is the city, right? So I start laughing hysterically and say, this isn't even a neighborhood. So we're going up to Vista. I see these guys working on the side of the road. They got vests on. They're cleaning up the highway. And I'm like, you know, only if I could get a good job like that, I'd be all right, too. You know? My perception was a little off. 2 months later, the judge gave me that job. I got a DWI. So my sister one day says, you know, you haven't seen a lot of the city. Would you like to see some? I said, I'd love to go down to the city. So we're driving down from Vista to San Diego, and we get down to kind of a dirty neighborhood, I thought, 1111 Island Street. And my sister says, get out of the car. I said, what? She says, get out of the car. She says, you have an appointment over at this place. I go, what is that? She said, it's detox. She says, I can't believe that you act the way you do just drinking beer. Because when I got to a house, she told me, you can just drink beer. And I was like, right on, sister. I am alcoholic, you know. I thought it was the other things that I was doing to enhance the alcohol at times. You know, run faster, jump higher. So she kicks me out of the car. She gives me 20 cents and says, call me in a year. I was like, what? She says, call me in a year. I'm like, wow, I'm not from here. The neighborhoods are different. The hustle is different. Here, everything is spread out very far. You can get caught very easy. You couldn't make the living the way I was making a living. And so I wind up at detox. I wind up at a men's recovery house called Pathfinders. And they talked about the first three steps, basically. And their mantra was, back in the 80s when I got sober June 21st, 1984. But in 1983, I was at Pathfinders. And the mantra was, if you can stay sober for 90 days, you can stay sober for the rest of your life one day at a time. And all the old birds, they all said that. And, you know, I thought to myself, you know, I'm young, man. I don't want to be like these people. They used to say, suit up and show up. And the meetings I went to, all the old guys wore suits and fedoras. You know, they dressed sharp. It was like going to church on Sunday, you know what I mean? And I was like, this is not for me. I'm hip, slick, and cool, don't you know? I had a long shag. I'd look at the girls and blow my bangs up at them. You know? I listened to what the cool guys in AA said so I could steal their pitch. I didn't want to do any work, you know? So anyway, I'm at this recovery house, and they talked about it being a three-fold disease, spiritual, mental, and physical. They talked about the allergic reaction. They talked about the obsession, and they talked about the spirituality. Now, intellectually, I thought I was grasping what they were saying, but, you know, I started thinking about for the rest of my life. And so this one cowboy guy, Cowboy Sam, Big Book Sam, he used to come to the meeting all the time. He was one of these Evelyn Wood reading guys. He'd put the big book up at the podium, go like this. Then he would read it off, and then he would say how he incorporated it into his life. And I had a resentment against cowboys. I did. My father wore cowboy clothes before it was popular, and I didn't think any self-respecting gangster should wear cowboy clothes. And he also kicked me in the ass when I was a kid with those boots, and I can still feel it today. Square in the rear end. So I go up to him after the meet, and I said, you show me in the big book, because what he had read was, if you're not thoroughly convinced you're an alcoholic, go out and try some controlled drinking. Try it more than once. Show your case of the jitters would be worth it to self-diagnose yourself. And I went up to him, and I said, you show me where it says that. And he was very happy to oblige, right here. I said, okay. I had 87 days of sobriety. The recovery house I was living in had a bar right across the street, Sparky's. And it had a neon light that flashed all the time. And my room was like looking right at that bar. So I do AA in the daytime, Pathfinders, you know, good little phony that I was. Then I go up and I would just look in the window and look at the bar. And I knew what was going on in that bar. I knew immediately, I go to that bar, I'm going to get a feeling of ease and comfort that comes at once when I drink. I know they got a pool table, I know there's girls in there, I like to dance, I know there's music in there. And 87 days, I said, you know what, maybe I'm not alcoholic. Because in that short time, I got a job, I got a vehicle, I don't need this anymore, I'm up and running, I'm good. And I gave it the test, I had a drink, the drink had a drink. The Chinese say a man takes a drink, then the drink takes the man. And what happened was I started to get a full understanding of what they were talking about. I was in the bar drinking, and I'm like, oh, my God, that's what they were talking about. That's real annoying. I go, that's what they were talking about. That's what they were talking about. This is the allergy. This is the obsession. I got it now. I understand. I have a full understanding. But I can't stop drinking. I can't stop drinking. And it was a series of hospitals, jails, and institutions. And then I got back to that recovery house, tried to get back in it for a year. I begged them to let me in it. And now they finally let me back in, and the guy says, I'll let you in on three conditions. If you got a job, you got to quit it. If you got a girl, you got to break it off. And if you have a car, you have to sell it. And I said, if I do that, you have full control of my life. He says, that's right, Joe, you're out of control. So I said to him, I got to think about it. Because I still had money in my pocket, and I do my best thinking in the bar. So I walk out, and I'm going to drink up the money I got, come back and say, okay. I go out to the front of Pathfinders. I get in my car, and the engine blew. I threw a rod right up through the hood. I immediately walked back into place and said, I thought about it. I'd like to stay. I'm a drunk, but I'm not stupid. And then what happened was I got a sponsor, and I took the steps to the best of my ability. And when I got here, I had a lot of things against me. I could hardly read and write. I didn't trust anybody. And this was not for me. You don't understand. I come from a different world than a lot of you. I really still believe that today, but that's okay. I'm a drunk. That's why I'm here. So make a long story short, what it's like today, this morning I get up. I got an appointment at Pathfinders, 8 o'clock in the morning. I pull up to the light at 30th and Broadway. I got other stuff on my mind. I've been living in that neighborhood 28 years. I own a home over there. I'm at the light. I'm thinking. Got a little chatter going on. I didn't pray this morning. I got out of the house quick. I had something to do. Cars move. I move. And I realize I went right through the red light. I'm like, oh, my God. I can't believe I did that. I went through the red light. I'm going to get a ticket. Whatever. I didn't get a ticket. I get up to Pathfinders. Two blocks before Pathfinders, I see a black bird eating some roadkill. And I go, oh, my God, that's two back-to-back. A red light and a black bird eating something, right? So I get to Pathfinders. I meet the people I'm supposed to meet. And at 10 o'clock, I jumped out of a perfectly good plane at 10,500 feet. Just jumped out of a good plane for no reason at all except to, like, experience the experience, you know? We absolutely insist on living life. And that's my experience. I've got a killer life. Joe, happy birthday, wherever you are. I think that's great, 5 years. He says he doesn't want to brag about his life. I don't even want to talk about mine too much because it's impossible, I think, to get from where I was to where I am. I got a good life. I've been married to the same woman for 28 years. She's tried everything to get me to leave, and I won't. I usually tell that differently, but there's a lot of girls here that know my wife. I changed it. If you're new, welcome to Alcoholics Anonymous. I hope something I said might help you. You know, this works. It works 100%. But the trick is you got to be here to be here. Bring the body and the mind will follow. I'm going to repeat that for the hearing impaired, such as myself. Bring the body and the mind will follow, man. Thank you.